most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Welcome back to a Sunday night edition of Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Well, you know, everyone, what makes you happy? A lot of things make me happy. Cool weather's for one. And here I'm in South Beach right now. We've got some lovely cool weather kicking in. I can see the big old clock here saying it's 11:02 in Miami, which means it's 8:02 in LA, and it's only 63 degrees right now. Like, how you doing, South Beach? We're having fun. I have fun wherever I go, and I'm happy most of the time. But, you know, for the 1% of time that I'm not happy, we've got a great book. You ready? I love this. The book is called – you ready for this, everyone? Get your pens ready because we're going to have life class tonight with my guest, Amy Spencer. The book is called Bright Side Up, 100 Ways to Be Happier Right Now. Well, check this out. I call it the vitamin BSU. It's a daily dose that's going to make you happier, and that's what I want you all to be. So we're going to have a happy show tonight. We're going to talk about the happiest songs. What do you think they are? We're going to talk about the happiest cities that you can live in, the happiest place in the world you can live in. We're also going to talk about the happiest jobs you could have. So Twitter me at twitter.com/MaxTucci. You can call in 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. Speaking of happy, I got to say happy birthday to my girl Monroe King. You know that great song, Max and Friends. Hey, Ronan, play it real quick. Max and Friends, short. That's Monroe King. March 7th is her birthday. Happy birthday, Monroe King. I love you, girl. Well, let's get happy. Y'all ready for this? I've got a great song for you. We're going to kick it off. It's not one of the top three songs that's happiest, but it's one of my favorite songs that makes me happy. If that doesn't make you happy, then I don't know what will. And when we're... Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Leslie Gore, Sunshine, Lollipop, and Rainbows. That make you happy? Well, Amy Spencer's here. She is an LA-based journalist. She's a relationship expert. She's an author. She's a dating optimist. You all have seen her on E! Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight. Y'all know her from She was the editor at Glamour Magazine, plus Cosmo, Harper's Bazaar, InStyle. She is everywhere because she's spreading happiness. And she's the author of what my favorite book is called Bright Side Up. Now, it's got the best cover because it's a little cloud. And on that cloud, there's a smiley face and everything that makes you happy. And I've got to say a big thank you to our girl, Tara Drake, because she introduced me to Amy Spencer. So, Amy Spencer, welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
I'm so happy to be here.
I am happy that you're here. Now, you know, there's so
happy.
And we've just been promoting things. And I've gotten so many Twitters from people. Tweet me at twitter.com/MaxTucci. And they tell me all their happy things in life. You know, and there's so many things that make me happy. One is LA Sweets. They make the best cupcakes. So I got to give a big shout out to them. Plus Delta.com. These are all things that make me happy. What makes you happy and what makes you the official optimist?
Well, I was basically born an optimist. I can't seem to find bad in even the roughest situations. So that's why I started writing about all this stuff. And really so much makes me happy because what I've learned is it's all in your perspective. And that's what Bright Side Up is all about, is the idea that you don't actually have to change your life to be happier. You just have to change the way you see the life you have to be happier. And so that's what the book is. It's like 100 ways to shift your perspective and change the way you look at things so you can be happier with exactly what you have in front of you right now. So
now,
that's what kind of makes me happy, is all the things in front of me right now.
I agree with you. But what if there's, you know, we've got happy situations in life. And I'm not saying that people don't have happy situations where they are right now. But let's say you're broke, you can't pay your bills, your cable is just turned off. How are you going to be happy?
It's a rough one, but well, one of the chapters in my book that I talk about is put a bow on it for your future self. And what that means is that if you can't see a benefit in your present, then maybe you're giving a present to your future. So if you can't pay your cable bills right now, it's like, oh my God, like this stinks, you know, what could possibly be good about that? But in a way, maybe there's a bright side to it. The bright side might be that really taking some time off from television, probably for all of us, could maybe be a good thing. You know, it gives you a little more time to read, maybe more time to hang out with your friends. You know, like there could be benefits if you look at them in the right way. Like maybe in the future, this rough time right now is making me a little better off.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Oprah Magazine, O Magazine, says don't obsess about changing your life. Change the way you look at life you have. And it's all talking about your book, which I absolutely adore, The Bright Side Up, 100 Ways to Be Happier Right Now. Give us right now three ways that we could be happier, because we're going to talk about them during the show, everyone. So what are the three ways,
absolutely,
Amy Spencer?
Well, one of the ways is to live 10 minutes in the life of the ideal you. And what that means is that, you know, it's very common for us to kind of daydream about like all the things that we wish we had in life, a lot more money and a perfect dream vacation and a nicer car. But sometimes if you just spend 10 minutes a day living your ideal life in some small way, you can actually feel better. So maybe you're not reading, you know, the great Russian novels that you wish you were doing. But you know what? You can read for 10 minutes. You can read a good book. Or for 10 minutes, you can plant a little herb garden in your window in your house or your apartment. For 10 minutes, you can maybe do crunches or go for a walk around the block. And even just doing like 10 minutes a day makes you feel like you are really enhancing your life in a much greater way. So that's one quick way, because 10 minutes, you can all find that. You know, take 10 minutes off from Facebook and do something a little bit more conducive to your ideal life. One of the other things is actually the complete opposite of that, which is rest for a minute. Because I think a lot of us get very caught up in trying to constantly get things done all the time. And that sometimes the best way to get things done is to actually give yourself a break and time to restore yourself. You know, if you think about it, we have a 24-hour day, and 8 of those hours, a third of that day, is supposed to be spent sleeping, which is to restore our organs, restore our brain, revive our energy. And so I think it's really important to remember that sometimes you have to give yourself a rest. So instead of kicking yourself for not getting things accomplished, you know, for 20 minutes one day, you know what? Rest, rejuvenate. That kind of thing. And then another thing that I think is really cool is something I call ask your 100-year-old self. And this is a little trick that whatever situation you're in, and it can be a small situation if you're a little bit late for work, or it can be a big situation if you're trying to decide if you should date some particular person or take a specific job, ask your older, wiser self what they think you should do. Because your 100-year-old version of you will be the one looking back on that long life you've lived, and they're the ones who will say, you know, oh, come on, honey, just go in there and ask for the raise and take the job, or, you know what, buddy, just ask her out already. And it's kind of the voice of, you know, conviction, I think, that reminds you, like, you know what, life is long, and this little problem you have, as big as it might seem right now, in the long scheme of life, is really something you can get through.
Oh,
those are some of my favorite three.
You make me happy just by saying that, because you know what? We're going to teach people how to be happy, because you can be happy. And right now, one of the things in life that I love to do is make a wish at 11:11. It makes me happy. So if you're on the East Coast, it's 11:11. Make your wish. You know, I always say that to y'all. Well, hey, thanks for tweeting me, Periwinkle88. She says that what makes her happy is a beautiful sunset, her family, a good meal, Emily Proctor, Adam Rodriguez, and Pandora Radio. I love Pandora. That makes me happy, too. Free, happy music. Well, speaking of happy music, I'm going to play a quick song. And when we're back, Amy Spencer, the author of my favorite book, Bright Side Up, 100 Ways to Be Happy Right Now, Be Happier Right Now. I'm so happy I can't even read my notes in front of me, Amy. I got a big old smile on my face. But we're going to play the Muffin song, because that makes me happy. It's not one of the top three happiest songs in the world or in America, but it's a song that makes me happy. And when we're back, we're going to let you know the top 10 happiest jobs. So hit it, Ronan, the Muppets on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Everything is great, everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect, it's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life's a happy song, and there's someone by my side to sing along. When it's just you, well, times can be tough. When there's no one there to catch your fall. Everything is great, everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect, it's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life smells like a rose, but someone to paint, someone to pose. Life's a piece of cake. Someone to pedal, someone to break. Life is full of glee, with someone to saw, someone to see. Life's a happy song, when there's someone by my side to sing along. I got everything that I need right in front of me. Nothing's stopping me, nothing that I can't be when you're right here next to me.
Life's a piece of cake, with someone to give
and someone to pay.
Life's a piece of pie,
with someone to wash, someone to drive.
Life's an easy road, with someone beside you to share the load.
Life is full of highs,
with someone to stand
and someone to cry.
Life's like a lamb,
with someone there to lend a hand.
Life's a bunch of flowers,
with someone to while away the hours.
Life's a fillet of fish,
hey! Yes, it is.
Life's a happy song, bring it up on my side.
Sorry, I was super excited.
Oh, this is the most romantic thing ever. I've always dreamt of seeing Los Angeles.
I know, Walter can't wait either.
You don't mind that he's coming, right?
No, of course not. As long as we can spend our anniversary dinner together, that's all I ask.
I'm gonna go check on Walter.
Everything's great, everything's grand. Except Gary's always off with his friend. It's never me and him, it's always me and him. Wonder when it's going to end, but I guess that's okay, cause maybe someday, I know just how it's going to be, you're at a bump steep, get down on one knee, and say, Mary, will you marry me? Please.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Why don't you go to MaxTucci.com so you can see more about me? You already know, because I'm almost here 4 years. Can you believe it? That's one other thing that makes me happy is LA Talk Radio. Speaking of things that make you happy, isn't everything great and grand? Well, that was the Muppets, and you know, they make me happy. Speaking of happy, LA Talk Radio has a free app, and anything free makes me happy. So go get the LA Talk Radio app, follow us around, take us where you go, and love us and LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends. Speaking of apps, my guest, Amy Spencer, who's the author of Bright Side Up, is here, and she's got an app. So tell us a little bit about your app, Amy Spencer.
I do. I have a brand new app. It goes along with my book. You don't need the book to have it. They're two separate things. But the book is called Bright Side Up, and the app is called Bright Side App. And what it is I wrote 365 ways to feel better in a moment, whether it's something that you should think, something that you should try, something that you should do. And when you open up the app, you get a little cloud that says brighten my day, and when you press the cloud, it whisks away and it will give you one of these suggestions. So it's really something useful. I think it's kind of like what I call positivity in your pocket. So
I
that
love it.
If you're stuck online at the DMV or, you know, it's sitting
all
in traffic
the places that
when you're
make
not
you unhappy.
Using your phone. Exactly. Yeah. You just pull it up, bam, good idea. Bright Side App.
Well, you know what I love about Bright Side Up is exactly what Self Magazine said. It says, spread the sunshine with 100 get happy tips in Amy Spencer's Bright Side Up. Why did you choose 100 tips?
Because I'm crazy. because I wanted to give people as many ideas as possible. Because the way that I imagine it is that being really happy is about retraining your brain and really practicing to think more optimistically. There's really a science to it. It's called neuroplasticity, the fact that our brains are actually moldable like plastic. And the more that we practice thinking a certain way and using our brains in a certain way, the better we get at it. So for people who aren't naturally optimistic and don't go to the bright side automatically, it's really they should try practicing more and more and more. So I thought by giving 100 ways to look on the bright side, you know, they can sort of pick it up, try one thing this week, try another next week, and hopefully over time, you know, they get a good 40, 50 in their repertoire, and they're finding themselves actually changing their brain and thinking happier naturally.
You know, it's true. You know, there's that great funny movie with Sandra Bullock, 27 Days. It takes 27 days, they say, for us to change our pattern of life. So if you want to be happier, get the book Bright Side Up and practice 27 of those 100 things.
Every
day.
That's a great idea.
Days.
One a day.
Isn't that a good idea?
Exactly.
Well, listen, I Hammond on Twitter says a thing that makes them happy is to be able to live for another day. So here's to you another day of living. I Hammond on Twitter. Thank you for tweeting me, people. Twitter me. Max Tucci. You all know twitter.com/Max Tucci. But here's the deal. We're going to talk about, and I just spoke to Amy during our little break, and Amy doesn't really know what the number one job, happiest job in America is. So according to Forbes.com, the number 10, we're going to start there. Do you have any idea of what the happiest jobs are, what you think they are, Amy?
I feel like maybe they would be jobs that involve caregiving and maybe the outdoors. So I don't know if there's any in those 10 that are both, but
well, number 10 is operating engineers. And they say that playing with giant toys like bulldozers, front end loaders, backhoes, and all those other things are things that people love to do. And it makes them happy. The reports they've become happy use that. Financial service sales agent is number 9. Psychologists are number 8 because they may or may not be able to solve other people's problems, but it seems they have managed to solve their own. Number 7 are artists. Sculptors and painters report high job satisfactions despite the great difficulty in making a living from it. Yeah, that's pretty – that makes me unhappy that artists don't get paid more. But we're talking about things happy. The number 6 happiest job in U.S. are teachers. Another – these are all jobs that people aren't getting paid a lot, but they're happy doing. So I think we need
passion
a scale.
Job.
Yeah. Okay. I love – yeah, passion jobs, totally. Number 5, special education teachers. And you know, this is sad that their annual salary is just under $50,000 a year.
Wow, so, that's a hard job.
Isn't that a hard job? And they should be getting paid more because they do. And, you know, these are people that don't care about money, you know, because they're doing what they love. It is that passion job. Number 4 are authors. So it makes sense that you are happy, Amy Spencer, with your book, Bright Side Up. Because authors, for most authors, the pay is ridiculously low or non-existent. But it's fun to write a book, you know? So number 3, physical therapists. There you go. Social interaction, helping people apparently make the job one of the happiest. Number 2. You ready for number 2? This blew my mind when I heard number 2. I think number two is one of the most stressful. Firefighters. Social interaction, helping people apparently make this job one of the happiest. Isn't that interesting? No, 80% of firefighters are very satisfied with their jobs, which involve helping people. And the number one happiest job, according to Forbes.com, give a guess, Amy Spencer.
Oh, gosh. I thought we covered everything.
No.
The nursery school care teacher.
Nope. The number one happiest job, according to Forbes.com, is clergy.
Oh.
The least worldly are reported to be the happiest of all. There you go, clergy.
There you go. And it's all about really like following your passion and also guiding other people toward a better life.
Now, speaking of passion, you've had an incredible job working over at Glamour as the editor. And then where are you working now?
I work now in my home office in Venice Beach, California.
And it makes you happy?
Just about the darn best office I've ever worked in my life. Oh, yeah. It makes me gloriously happy. Gloriously. Well, I planted a bougainvillea vine outside my window with those pink flowers because I always dreamed of working in a place that had these flowers outside my window. So I specifically planted them 5 years ago, and they finally started blooming last year.
You know, I got to tell you, this is funny because I have a bougainvillea plant down here in Florida, and the landscapers killed it. And I was so sad that they killed it because I love flowers, make me happy. So right away, I went to Lowe's and I bought, there's this really good bougainvillea vitamin that you could throw in there. I really thought, they say you can't kill a bougainvillea. This plant, I gave it, it's like steroids. The blooms are so beautiful. When the show is over, tomorrow, I'll email you what it is because I'm to flowers because they make me happy. But speaking of,
and you know that a lot of studies have shown that having plants like live life either out through your window, the view of it, or having it in your home can actually make you a lot happier and helps sick people actually heal faster.
That's why we bring flowers
to
the sick.
Literally good for you. Yeah.
And also they say if you work in the dirt, there's a chemical in the dirt that releases into your brain that literally makes you happy. Did you know that?
I didn't know about that one.
Yes.
Amazing.
So all these fun things that are making us happy. What makes you happy, people? Email me, max@maxtucci.com, because I want to know. Well, speaking of emailing stuff, I want you to go to this website, amyspencer.com, because you can learn everything about Amy there. She's got a great blog, The Life Optimist. Also, you have another app besides Brightside Up. You have the Optimist app.
That's right. I have another app called Half Orange Optimisms that also coincides with my first book, which is about how – it's called Meeting Your Half Orange, and it's about how to use dating optimism to find your perfect match. And for singles, it's the whole idea of actually really working on your feelings and your attitude so that you feel a lot happier with the life you have now, and then you really end up attracting the right person for you.
All right. Well,
so
I want to talk
all about it.
Yeah, go to amyspencer.com. Also, the book is available on Amazon. Both books you can get on Amazon, so I suggest you get them because, like, I call it my book. It's not even my book, but it's my book, Brightside Up. It is my daily vitamin BSU. You like that? It's a daily dose that makes
Love
me
it.
Happy. So vitamin
Love
BSU
it.
Is Brightside Up, which is Amy Spencer's book. And we're doing the happy show tonight, everyone, and I thank you for your tweets because I'm getting them and I love you all. If I don't get to you tonight, that doesn't mean I don't love you. But, you know, I got to do a show and we're live. We're live. So speaking of being live, I've got to let you know that Amy Spencer's here and she's going to tell you two other things from her book, Bright Side Up. So tell us two other fun tips from your book.
Well, some other ways to be happy. One of them is to give an unconditional gift. And something really amazing happens when you – this is why the caregiving jobs on that list are so powerful, because when we give to other people, it not only helps the other people, but it enhances this great happiness within ourselves. And so I'm really a big fan of the idea of really taking a day or an hour where you focus purely on other people. So when you walk down the street, look for people that you can open the door for them. Look for people that – you know, if they drop something, you pick it up for them. You know, look for people that you can say thank you and really engage with people and help them if you can. You know, if someone's meter is running out, put in a quarter. Giving things to other people, really, it's amazing how powerful that is to make us happy. And another thing is a physical one, which is go for a walk. I have an entire chapter in my book called Yes, Go for a Walk, because there are those times when you sort of, you're feeling a little lethargic or you're feeling a little down. literally taking a walk changes things in your brain. It sends endorphins through your body. It actually affects the hippocampus, the memory center of your brain, making it powerful and more stronger. So really going for a walk, whether even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes around the block of your office or at night in the evening, it can really lift your spirits in a way that by the time you come back, you think, gosh, I feel so much happier. I don't even know why, but that's why.
The simple things in life make us happy, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Well, we've got the top three songs that are the happiest songs in America. Do you have any idea of what do you think number three is?
Well, the first song that came to mind when you said the happiest songs was that Partridge Family song, Come On, Get Happy. I mean,
you know, that's funny because I wrote that this morning. I wrote that on Facebook, but it's not. So, but before we go to the number three song, I'm going to tell you the five happiest countries in the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand is number five with a life expectancy of 80. United States is number four with a life expectancy at 78. The Netherlands with a life expectancy of 80. Australia with a life expectancy at 81. And what do you think the number one happiest country in the world is, Amy Spencer?
Well, I have a guess on this one. Is it Bhutan?
Nope.
Oh, that's that country in the Himalayas that they have a gross national happiness index that they are devoted to making their people happier. So I thought maybe they would make the number one.
Well, that would totally make me happy to live there, but it's Norway.
Really?
It's Norway, and Norway has a total
population of
4.9 million happy people. And the number three song of the happiest songs, according to AOL Music, is Walking on Sunshine, and we're going to play it in just 1 minute. But did you know this? Check this out. I love these little tidbits because I feel like Casey Kasem. Walking on Sunshine is by Katrina and the Waves, and it doesn't get more happier than Walking on Sunshine. And believe it or not, 2012 is the 27th anniversary of the Katrina and the Waves songs, but time hasn't slowed this happy hit. Referred to as a crown jewel in EMI's catalog, Walking on Sunshine continues to garner upwards of $1 million per year from licensing and publishing revenue. So here are Max and Friends with my guest, Amy Spencer, author of Bright Set Up. We're going to give you a little happiness, so walk on some sunshine. Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. And when we're back, we're going to tell you the happiest cities in America. Stay tuned.
I just can't wait till I
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. Doesn't that make you happy? Doesn't it feel good, Amy Spencer?
It feels great.
Now, y'all, by now y'all know that Amy Spencer is the author of Bright Side Up, 100 Ways to Be Happier Right Now, Right This Moment, The Present Moment. Another thing that makes me happy is a book called Big Endings, because it's just one of those books that makes you happy because it puts you in the now. So why did you choose to be happy right now, Amy Spencer?
Because what better time is there to be happy than right now? I think the idea is that a lot of people, I think, put off their happiness a little bit. You know, it's like I find one thing I call it is the if-then life. A lot of people think, oh, if I get this relationship, then I'll be happy. If I get this job, then I'll be happy. If I move into a bigger house, then I'll be happy. But the fact is, that's not how happiness works. You know, like a lot of times you even get what you want, and a lot of people get it and then think, why don't I feel any better? So I really encourage people to not live for the future, but to really appreciate everything in the present, what you have right now. And the more you do that, I mean, the better life looks.
The happier you, happier you are. Well, as promised, we're going to give you the 10. Place where I have a home that actually I'm going to sell. I'm selling it, not because I'm not happier there, but I'm happier here in Florida, and it's in Fairfield County, Connecticut. So who knew that that was even on the list? Number 8 is Gainesville, Florida. Number 7 is Cedar Rapids. Number 6 is Madison, Wisconsin. Number 5 is Honolulu, Hawaii. Aloha, my listeners in Hawaii. I know you're out there. Spencer? Provo. What do you think number 1 is, Amy Spencer, author of Bright Side Up?
I'm going to say Venice, California.
For you, that's the happiest place. But according to CBSNews.com, the number 1 happiest city overall ranking rating is Boulder, Colorado. And I was just there last week.
And I have to tell how'd you feel?
Well, I had the worst headaches because of the altitude. But outside of that, I could see why people are happy there. Everyone is so friendly. You know, I have this kooky hat on that's like a mohawk hat. I swear the hat needs its own publicist. Everybody's like, I love your hat. I love your hat. Everyone was just happy. And I think it has a lot to do with that. All of their food is natural. They're like a very, you know, they're a grassroots city. They're happy. They're natural. Weed is legal there for medical use. So, you know, I think that makes some people happy. But Boulder, Colorado is number 1. So big shout out to everyone in Boulder.
They're also very outdoorsy people. You know, everyone that I know from Colorado, it's almost like instead of living to work, I think they work to live. And they really cherish their weekends and their time to go hiking and mountain climbing and bike riding and stuff. So I think that's something we can learn from.
Absolutely. Boulder, you know, everything there. I love when I'm in California, everything is with avocado and bean sprouts, right? In Boulder, Colorado, there, everything is grass-fed. So it's pretty funny.
Right.
But here we go. We've got Kush Kush, and they just sent us. And some people with friends, bikinis, her husband, boy, and Kix and Amy Spencer. Thank you, Kush Kush, on Twitter. So there you go. Well, listen, we're going to talk about another song because I love music. It's one of the things, Amy Spencer, that makes me the happiest. So everyone, I want you to check out amyspencer.com. But right now, we're going to talk about the number two song. And what do you think it is, Amy Spencer? The word happy
give it that. Right now, I'm thinking a lot about the Monkees. Is it a Monkees song?
It's not a Monkees song.
But there's so many songs to choose from, Max. Come on.
If this were literal, we wouldn't put this in number 1. Instead, we slid it back to number 2, according to AOL.com, because this is to number 2, so we wouldn't seem so obvious. Inspired by a Meher Baba quote, "Don't worry, be happy," went on to become the first and only a cappella song to reach number 1 in the U.S. The song is made up entirely of overdubs of Bobby McFerrin voice using no instruments at all. Did you know that it had no instruments in that song?
I did know that, yeah.
Here we go. Number 2 by Bobby McFerrin, "Don't Worry, Be Happy" on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And when we're back, Amy Spencer, Bright Side Up. Go get the book, people. We'll be right back.
song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Happy.
Hey, I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I'll make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no girl to make you smile. But don't worry, happy. 'Cause when you're worried, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Now there is the song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note. Like good little children, don't worry, be happy. Now listen to what I said. In your life expect some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. But don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
What a wonderful world. see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? Babies crying, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful I think to myself, what a wonderful
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was A Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Now, I'm having some audio difficulties, so right now I'm giving a big shout-out to T-Mobile because I'm using my T-Mobile phone. And we've got author Amy Spencer here tonight on Max and Friends. And I've got to tell you all, wasn't that a great song? Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World? Well, I just love it. Don't you, Amy Spencer?
I love it. It's a great reminder that, yeah, we're living in a great world.
Now, before we're talking about Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bob McFerrin, you were saying about whistling. Tell us about whistling.
Well, I was thinking when I was listening to that Don't Worry, Be Happy song that just even hearing the whistling at the beginning of the song completely changed my feelings and made me happier. And I think that there's like lists of great whistling songs. And I think part of it is that the idea of whistling is really a moment of carefreeness and lightness. You know, you don't really whistle when you're, you know, hard at work and struggling with something on your computer. You know, you're whistling when you're walking down the street on like a light afternoon or, you know, running through a field. So I really think that hearing whistling in a song, it kind of relates to us in our brains like, oh my gosh, I'm in a good mood. I'm feeling carefree.
I am feeling carefree. Well, you know, we got to give a shout out because before I might have said the name wrong on Twitter, but it's Kush Kush, which is KUSHCUSH.com, and they're a good old bikini company in California. So big shout out to y'all, and thank you all for tuning in. You want to say hi to them, Amy Spencer?
Yes, hi Kush Kush, you guys rock. Love your bathing suits. Love you.
So speaking of bathing suits, you know, they are, well, we're going to check them out online, so go to their website. Go to amyspencer.com because I want you to know more about her. And I want you to get the book Bright Side Up and go to amazon.com right now. Make your world a happier place. Now, of the 100 ways to be happier, give us two more.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you – this is my favorite number one thing that I think people can do.
Save that one to the end. I was going
to
ask you.
Save that one to the end. Okay.
Yeah. That's the end.
Okay. Here's one that I will say is seek out a smiler. Seek out a smiler is basically, there's a brain science that when you see someone smiling, it actually, it's something called empathic resonance, that it actually sends signals to your brain that you are happy. You know, sometimes like when you're watching TV and you actually catch yourself smiling watching the people on a happy commercial, that literally can happen. So sometimes if you're in a bad mood, an easy way to flip it, instead of having to work really hard changing your own thoughts, literally look around the room where you are, look at the grocery store, find someone who's smiling and kind of look at their face for a second, and you might actually find yourself catching their mood and feeling better instantly. So that's really one handy tip that I have used a lot. And my number one big happy tip is something that is about changing your language. Basically, start speaking more positively. Because if you rephrase the way you say things, you can actually reframe the way you feel about them. And if you think about it sometimes, if you can catch yourself using like the negative words, like can't, won't, shouldn't, hate, you know, not, never, like using these words, it actually draws those things to you. So if you think you can't do the job, then of course you can't do the job. If you think you're never going to find love, then guess what? Like you're probably not going to find love. So really just switching the words you're using. So instead of saying you can't do it, say, you know, I can try and I'm going to try. You know, if you think it's never going to happen, say, you know what, I think it probably can happen if I put my mind to it and take a different take. So literally it's like a trick that I say, you know, when people have like a curse jar and they catch themselves cursing, they put a dollar in the curse jar. You can do that with like a negative jar. If you catch yourself saying a negative word, you put a buck in there, you flip it, you find a way to speak more positively about it, and you'll actually find yourself feeling more positive about it and feeling happier pretty instantly. So that's my favorite
tip.
I like that.
I love that tip, and I love the jar tip, because you know what? I think that's a great idea, because one of my favorite things that makes me happy is giving back. And I love one of my charities, which is SOSFlorida.com. And I'm going to start that tip jar, because, you know, I gave up for the 40 days and 40 nights cursing, and it has been the hardest thing for me ever. And if I did that dollar jar for cursing, I think that SOS Florida would just have a donation of probably about $1 million.
And there you go. And giving to other people, then that it makes it even happier. So, like, your happiness is going to be overflowing, Max. I don't even know how to handle it.
You know what I'm talking about? Well, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, and I've had a great show on how to be happy, everyone. And something that I got from my guest, Amy Spencer's app, is a quote that I absolutely love. And I think you all need to take this and you need to carry it into this week. And this is what it is. Think of something that you know how to do that not everybody else does. Whether it's a recipe, a skill, a feat, an ability, hold on to that. So everyone, you need to hold on to what makes you happy, because it makes you happy. And when you're happy, I'm happy. And Bright Side Up is the book that's going to make you happy. It's your guide to happiness. And try it for 27 days. Every day, open it up once or twice a day. And do something in there that's going to make you happy. Because a happier world is what we're looking for. Right, Amy Spencer?
Amen. Yes, absolutely.
So,
and you know what? On the website for the book, brightsideup.com, I made a 1-minute book trailer that I guarantee will make you happier too. It's, you know, it sums up what the book is, but I swear you will watch it and you walk away just feeling a lot brighter about it. So brightsideup.com, you can watch the trailer and you can read free excerpts from the book itself too. So, you know, just to get a little taste of it before you buy it.
I am so glad you plugged that site, brightsideup.com, people.
Because there you go.
You're good at this, Amy Spencer.
Well, I want to give people some free stuff, too, you know, like stuff to do right now.
It's happy. I love free makes me happy. Speaking of free,
exactly.
Again, everyone.
I knew that.
You know, get the app because it's free. Get Amy Spencer's app. They're worth every 99 cents that you're going to spend. I love it. I already bought mine. It's on my iPad right now. My iPad is another thing.
Thank you, Max.
Of course. Well, Tara Drake, love you for introducing me to Amy Spencer. It's been a pleasure having you on my show, Amy Spencer. Max and Friends is a happier place now.
Yay. It's been a total blast. I'm happy too.
Well, we're going to have you on because are you writing any more books?
Well, I need a quick break, but yes, I will be writing more. I'm always writing like 9 books, so I've got notes all over my office. So I'll pull that together soon.
Before we go, what do you want your legacy to be, Amy Spencer?
I want my legacy to be that I have inspired people to feel better about the lives they're living. I really do. I feel like, you know, those emails or Twitter notes that I get that you probably get too, when people say, like, this helped me and this changed my day or this changed my life, that's all I can ask for. So I hope that that is my legacy and what I leave behind.
Well, you're
happy
leaving
people.
It behind because I love it and you're inspiring me to be a happier person and I love the book, Bright Side Up. So you need to sign me a little copy because I want your
signature. I will.
Book.
Oh, amen, my friend. Amen.
All right. Well, listen, you have a wonderful week. Stay happy, be happy. And remember, everyone, CBS News is coming up after the show. And like I always say, take life to the max, because that's the place where you're going to be the happiest, is to the max. So everyone, I loved you all for tuning in tonight. Tune in next Sunday. We've got some great stuff coming on Max and Friends. Amy Spencer will be back too, because we're going to do the happy segments. I think we need them once in a while. Right, Amy Spencer?
Amen. Yes, I'm in.
And I'm going to talk to you after the show. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Be happy and take life to the max. What a wonderful world on Max and Friends. Good night, everyone.
I see trees of green, red roses
too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.